When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome back to EV News China. Coming up today, the Toyota BZ7 impresses, the new Great Wall Motor Aura Cat, and Xiaomi, now a top 10 brand. Plus, stay tuned. Later in the show, I'll tell you about the latest premium six-seat SUV coming in EREV form that has yet another massive battery. Welcome to EV News China, the podcast dedicated to the world's largest electric vehicle market. Each day, each weekday, at least, we bring you the latest headlines, expert insights, and analysis from the heart of China's booming EV industry and reveal how these developments are shaping the global landscape. Patreon supporters fund the show, get the episodes ad-free as soon as they're ready, and be part of the EV News Daily community. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. We'll start with news of GAC Toyota publishing the official images of the pure electric BZ7. This is a low-slung sedan scheduled to debut later this year, looking every bit as premium as a low-slung Audi or Mercedes sedan. This is really impressive, and long-time listeners to my other podcast, EV News Daily, will know that I've been quite critical over the years of Toyota's anti-EV marketing and their slow walking to EV. But in China, this looks like a very compelling product. Will we get it? Doubtful. The vehicle measures over 5.1 metres in length with a 3.20 metre wheelbase. It uses Huawei's Harmony OS cockpit and an electric drive system. It's expected to be the first car integrated in Xiaomi's smart ecosystem. The BZ7 is part of a wider push by Japanese automakers into China's EV market, where they're really struggling. GAC Toyota launched the BZ3X in March this year, starting price of 110,000 RMB, about $15,500 equivalent. The company said the BZ3X received over 10,000 orders in the first hour on sale. Peng Baolin, GAC Toyota's VP of sales, said on Weibo the BZ3X delivered 7,324 units last month in August alone, a new monthly record, deliveries rising month on month for four consecutive months. The BZ7 will join Xiaomi's human car home ecosystem, allowing actions like remotely controlling your home aircon, for instance, from your car. A LiDAR on the roof supports Mementas advanced driving assistance. The side shows a very low, fastback profile, long triangular quarter glass, quite distinctive from side profile, looking every bit, like I say, Audi, Mercedes, BMW premium, frameless doors and semi-hidden door handles. That's smart, what with China wanting to have a look at the regulations around completely retractable door handles. The electric motor, that comes from Huawei. 207 kilowatt motor, top speed of 180 kph or 112 miles an hour. The battery pack, lithium iron phosphate from CALB, but the battery and the range not yet announced by Toyota. I would say the only bit of this car that looks Toyota-esque, and they've got quite a distinctive family resemblance and face across many of their models, is the front, really. And even then, not massively so. You can probably tell it's a Toyota, but it could look like, you know, some other Chinese things as well. But from any other angle, I don't think you know this is a Toyota. This is a really impressive vehicle. I like this a lot. Come on, bring it elsewhere. Toyota, you know that if you want to go EV and stop talking them down, you could do it really, really well. Great Wall Motors Aura brand is the Chinese EV brand, launched in 2018, offering affordable, stylish, pure BEVs, primarily at younger and female drivers in China, expanding overseas. They came to Europe, Southeast Asia, and Australia. Despite early success, sales then decreased sharply, Aura declining to just 14,781 units in the first entire 8 months of this year. Newer competitors regularly outsold them at home. Aura expanded into Europe, Southeast Asia, and South Africa, Australia, Brazil, and other markets with models like the Funky Cat, otherwise known as the Aura 03, and the Lightning Cat, the Aura 07. Sales figures were lackluster in Europe. Aura's cars often couldn't compete on key metrics against the other established players at those price points. They weren't cheap cars. The BYDs, MGs, Teslas even, had much better performance and value, despite some of those Chinese cars also having much lower prices as well. Now Great Wall Motor disclosed technical and design details for a new Aura-branded SUV in a domestic filing by the MIIT. The filing lists the model as the Aura Cat, with alternate names either Aura 5 or Aura i5. The vehicle appears intended for domestic sale because you couldn't sell the i5 outside of China, because I think BMW might like to have a conversation with the judge about that. And it's the first Aura model introduced since 2022. It'll sit between the Aura 03 and the Aura 07. That's the fastback. Now, according to new CPCA data, Xiaomi Auto delivered 36,396 vehicles last month in August. That's a 19.5% month-over-month increase and a 178% year-over-year increase. This is the second consecutive month with deliveries over 30,000 units. Here's my regular reminder that Xiaomi has been in existence all of about 5 minutes in car terms, at least their car business. The Xiaomi SU7 had 20,000 deliveries just under in August. And the Xiaomi YU7, which has got 240,000 orders, I think at my last... it's got more than that. That was the first 3 days number, I think. At the rate that they're delivering in August of the YU7, there's a 15-month waiting list. Now, they'll obviously want to increase deliveries. They'll obviously want to add production, and they are adding facilities. The YU7 delivered fewer than the SU7, about 20,000 for the SU7, the YU7, 16,500 deliveries in August. But combined, that now puts them solidly inside the top 10. The top 10 August numbers on NEV ranking is BYD, which is easily far and away ahead of everybody else. Then Geely, again, a bit of space between Geely and everything else. Then in third place, Changan. Then it's SGMW, Tesla China, Leap Motor, HIMA, Ceres, Chery, and Xiaomi Auto in 10th place. They have been in the top 10 before. Those numbers are solid. Now let's talk about Xiaopeng. Earlier today, on September 15th, it was announced that they have now begun local vehicle production in Europe. That's through a cooperation with Magna's Graz, Austria plant, rolling the XPeng G6 and the XPeng G9, they're both SUVs, as the first two cars off the line. XPeng entered Europe in 2021, starting in Norway. They are now in 46 countries and regions in the first 6 months of the year, 7 months of the year, actually. They sold 18,701 vehicles overseas. In Europe, registrations alone were 8,000 units. Two-thirds of those were the G6 SUV. Local production at Magna is intended to strengthen XPeng's competitiveness in Europe and reduce the impact of high tariffs, which was 20.7% on top of the existing 10%. XPeng's Graz line is its second overseas factory after beginning production in Indonesia earlier in the summer. The Graz operation uses existing Magna Steyr production lines rather than a new plant build, which is very sensible for small runs. Magna is a contract manufacturer. They make vehicles for Mercedes-Benz, BMW, JLR, Toyota. They have flexible, low to medium volume, multi-model assembly lines. The XPeng plans will include expanded production at Magna with more models, including sedans and dedicated EV platforms with more midsize and compact SUVs, they say. The Munich R&D Center supports the expansion as they learn about European portfolio needs and local buyer preferences. At the IAA show last week, XPeng displayed the P7, the new G6 and G9, their big MPV, the X9, and the P7 Plus. We'll talk a little bit about the X9 in just a moment. But first, let's talk about XPeng's G7 EREV. This has a battery-only driving range of 267 miles, that's 430 kilometers, and it will be in the market in the first quarter of next year. Regulatory filings with the MIIT include images and specifications of the G7 EREV. It's actually 26 millimeters longer than the BEV version, with the same wheelbase, though. The front end keeps the XPeng face with the continuous light strip and the split headlamps. New air vents sit beside the headlights, and the bonnet has sculpted creases. The side is kind of coupe-like with a sloping roofline, sculpted doors, quite pronounced surfaces. The G7 EREV adds a rear-facing camera, or a couple of them actually, on the front fenders, flush door handles, and floating-style door mirrors. Powertrain details, you might be wondering, so what does this thing go like? A 1.5-litre extended-range engine. God, that's just such a common engine to put in these vehicles, isn't it? Alongside, so it's 110 kilowatts, paired with an electric motor, which is 218 kilowatts, because that does all of the heavy lifting in terms of driving the vehicle. Energy storage of this EREV is a 55.8 kilowatt hour lithium iron phosphate supplied by Eve Energy. That's the pack, at least. This thing looking, I don't know, every bit a Model Y competitor. Really aggressive pricing on this. The BEV trims start at 195,800 yuan. The EREV version, you would think would be a little bit cheaper. Not a vehicle that we can go and get yet. This is a China vehicle, of course, the G7, and the EREV version, you would think, again, probably going to be pretty popular. Let's finish off talking about XPeng today, and that would be the X9. The X9 is a seven-seat MPV, and they will reveal the EREV version in October, the company announced on Weibo. He Xiaopeng, the chairman and CEO, shared a poster showing the X9 EREV on its 800-volt architecture, 5C charging. The poster he shared online said 280 miles or 450 kilometers of CLCC battery range and almost 1,000 miles or 1,700 kilometers fully fueled with liquids and electrons. Now, XPeng said that it has placed more than 1,000 test vehicles into the service with 800 days of cumulative testing in 20 countries and 330 cities for 20 million kilometers or 12.4 million cumulative miles of testing, sub-zero, high heat and high altitude. Filing data shows that this is still a large vehicle. Of course, it's a seven-seat MPV, 5.3 meters long and 3.16 meters on the wheelbase. Range extended version, again, really common, 1.5-liter engine. at 110 kilowatts or 150 horsepower or so. Lithium iron phosphate from CALB. This one's so big though, 63.3 kilowatt hour pack. Wow, it's just such a huge pack for what is essentially a plug-in hybrid vehicle, just with a new name, EREV, delivering that 280 miles of range. The 800 volt system will deliver 5C charging, peak charging rate of 316.5 kilowatts. 316.5 kilowatts is more than nearly every other pure BEV with a big battery can do. This has still got a, I mean, it's a chunky battery, but it's not over 100 kilowatt hours or something. 5C charging, massive peak rate on that. And yet somewhere they've put an engine to recharge the battery if you want to fill it with liquids. Again, we're entering a fascinating stage of the China market, and I know the Western car makers are kind of looking enviously because they want to use their engine technology some way. But the question that has to be asked, and that I don't get many good answers to, is when you own an EV that'll do, well, you know, well over this amount of miles, almost 300 miles of electric range, why on earth are you adding combustion technology? All of the complicated things that will need service in 5, 8, 10, 12 years' time that will require, if it's not in the home market, you know, if it's overseas, an extensive dealer servicing network, because the oily bits will inevitably go more wrong in time than the electrical bits. And so parts, service, I mean, apart from just filling it up with liquids, which is just a pain in the backside, if you ask me, but still, these extended range vehicles have such long ranges and such fast charging that, so why would you buy the EREV version? And yet they are very, very popular in their home market. Okay, we'll take a quick break. I'll have a slurp of this coffee and then we'll come back and talk some Yang Wang. Stick around, back in a moment.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. BYD's Yang Wang brand, which is their premium brand, obviously very high performance, because I've been talking recently about the Yang Wang record setter. If you are a Patreon supporter, by the way, and you are signed up at any of the paid tiers, you can be a free Patreon supporter of the podcast, and that just kind of gives you access, I think, to leave the comments and stuff like that. I'm going to rework that in a little bit. But also, if you're a paid supporter of the podcast, well, then you can get access to the special shows that we make 7 days in advance. And one of the ones that I made over the weekend was the top 10 fastest EVs in the world ranked. And the Yang Wang U9 Track Edition did pretty well in that list. I won't give all the speed details away if you haven't listened to it yet. No spoilers. In the podcast feed, the Patreon fans get those shows 7 days before anybody else, exclusive access. And then that'll go onto the free feed. So that'll be this weekend, Saturday, 20th of September. That'll go live at 8 p.m. on the ad-supported free feed as we count down the top 10 fastest by top speed EVs in the world. Needless to say, Yang Wang's a bit special. But what about the U8L? Well, this one won't be winning speed records, but you will get wherever you're going in exceptional comfort. This one is ridiculous because, and I mean ridiculous in a good way. Of course, I'm not ridiculing it. Let me be very clear about that. The U8L is the long wheelbase version, or the long version of its full-size SUV. This is called the Dingxi Edition. It starts at a 1.28 million RMB. That's $180,000 equivalent. Pre-sales were 1.3 million RMB. So typical China strategy at the minute. We see very commonly putting on a pre-sale number and then trying to beat that to, you know, exceed expectations. Always good. Delivery start by the end of the month that we're in September. So the long wheelbase version, 5.4 meters long vehicle, 3.25 meter long wheelbase. This thing is a tank. I mean, it's not a tank, it's a brand, isn't it? But this thing is utterly enormous. It looks like just a huge Escalade. The six-seat U8L uses BYD's E4 platform with 24-carat real gold emblems, BYD's Dialink 300 system on a 3-nanometer chip technology. Displays are the 12.8-inch OLED curved central screen, a 23.6-inch infotainment panel, co-pilot multimedia screen. It's got an augmented reality head-up display, a 21.4-inch ceiling screen that falls down for the second row. The BYD E4 platform means it can do 0 to 62 miles an hour, 100 kph in 3.5 seconds, a minimum turning radius of 5.45 meters or just 17.8 feet. It supports things like tire stability control in a blowout. It'll do a tank turn. It'll do a crab walk. It'll float on water. The vehicle has 13 driving modes, from snow, sand, and flooding modes. A 2-litre engine on the EREV version of this. So 55.5 kilowatt hour blade battery. It's obviously BYD. And four electric motors. Over 1,100, almost 1,200 horsepower in this. Pure electric range of 124 miles. Total range, 720 miles. Loads of chassis and top-end systems control from BYD. God's Eye A smart driving with the DiPilot 600 driver assistance system. And like I'd say, the luxury of this, the second row particularly, zero gravity seats, headrest speakers, 18-point massage, smart armrest screens, leg rests, tables, wireless charging for your devices, 32 speakers, 1.7 square meter panoramic sunroof, heating or a heated sort of refrigerator. I think if it is a refrigerator, but the refrigerator will heat as well. A little oven, I suppose, call it that. 13 USB ports, so you're never short of charging your devices. And 128 color ambient lighting as well. This thing, like, it's far too nice to put my kids in the back of it. But if you are traveling in the second or third rows of this, you will be traveling in extreme luxury and comfort as well. Those captain's chairs look, well, just next level. Okay, let's move on. Arcfox, the EV division of BAIC, launched the T1 compact electric SUV with a starting price of just 62,000 RMB. That's about $8,800 equivalent. So we're going right to the other end of the market compared to that Yang Wang. And although this is a very small, cheap city car, this thing looks, I think, really impressive. And so, look, 8,500 US equivalent. They reported over 26,500 firm orders within the first 12 hours of launching. It goes up against the BYD Dolphin. Front-wheel drive, either 70 kilowatt or 95 kilowatt. Two battery packs, 33 or 42 kilowatt hours. We first saw this at the Shanghai Auto Show earlier this year in April. And they're now starting to roll off the production line. But for what is essentially very, very much a budget-friendly EV, very simple, small little driver's display behind the three-spoke steering wheel, a decent-sized landscape tablet screen, a couple of buttons, but otherwise very, very simple interior. But it looks nice, and from the outside, there's just nothing that even compares to this outside of China. This is sitting right in a segment of, if this car came to Western markets at double that price, it would still be easily so much better than anything. It's looking kind of Chevy Bolt-y. All right, so yeah, even triple the price and it's still very good value in that. It's the Arcfox T1. And finally, Voyah is Dongfeng Motors' premium brand, releasing official images of their new flagship SUV called the Taishan. The model uses their smart hybrid system, six-seat layout, with a 65 kilowatt-hour battery. That's 230 miles of range, over 870 if you add some liquids, 5C charging on this battery. A waterfall-style shield grille on the front fascia, integrated LED strip. Again, this is very much... This looks like a mini Escalade, to be honest with you. But it's got a kind of two-tone, at least in the pictures I'm looking at right now, two-tone body colour that makes it look very Rolls-Royce-y. Now, it's not that segment, by the way. The Yangwang we talked about just a moment ago was a Rolls-Royce competitor. But this, with the star door handles, the two-tone body colour, the full-width tail light, 5.2 metres long, 3.12 metre wheelbase, huge vehicle, four LiDAR sensors using Huawei's Shankun ADS4 and Harmony Space 5 cockpit with air suspension, rear wheel steering. It will probably be listed as the Voyah 9L Taishan. The new flagship is expected to be produced against models like Aito's M9 or the Zeekr 9X. Car News China reporting, where I'm looking at this story, starting price of 450,000 yuan, which is $62,000. Insane value for a car that looks, well, again, just like a massive six-seat luxury hauler. But this one looks very, very, very luxurious. Not maybe as much as the car we talked about a moment ago, the Yangwang, but still incredible. But this is a third of the price. And that is your podcast for today. Thank you for listening to EV News China. And we did this as a trial back in the early summer. Went down very well, so it's back as permanent as ever of anything. So I hope you enjoy this series of EV News China. I'm unpacking what's happening in the East for my listeners in the West. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.